having an MRI as we speak. The first thought was it was a back spasm, but we're not sure, to be honest. So I'll let you guys know later on after the MRI comes in, just so we're sure.
What are you thinking in terms of a timetable with Derek?
I'm sorry, say again?
With Wolf, what are you thinking in terms of a timetable with him?
It's day to day. I mean, it's a lower ankle sprain, you know, so we're going to be smart with this thing. You know, we're not going to rush him back and put him out there 80%, you know, not doing preseason. So we're going to make sure he's back 100% before he plays again. So, you know, right now it's day to day and we're taking it slow.
What about Carlos Henderson?
Carlos had had surgery on his left thumb. He had a torn ligament, and his time frame is also day to day. We're not sure. It depends on the healing process, you know, how it looks in a couple weeks before we know the long term effects of it. So right now we're not sure, but he got it fixed. I think Monday. Is that right? What's today?
Sunday.
No, he got it fixed yesterday. Sorry.
Do you know what play he got hurt on specifically?
I'm not sure. No, not sure at all.
Going into the joint practices, yes. Obviously intensity is going to be ratcheted up. What will you tell your guys about balancing, you know, health and safety versus going all out?
Well, that's going to be a big deal. You know, first of all, we're going to be in pads only one day. We'll be in shelves the next day. But that's going to be a big deal. You know, we don't want any fights. We don't want any nonsense. We want to just go play football. And Kyle and I talked last night about that. So that's going to be emphasized to both football teams about we just want good work, man. You know, and you know, no fighting, no pushing, just good professional football work. So that's what we're looking for.
With all the injuries on defense, do you expect to hold out some of the starters for the preseason game on Saturday?
I'm not sure. You know, it depends on, you know, on how the rest of the week goes. You know, we don't play until Saturday, so we could not. It depends on how the week goes.
How much game time?
A quarter max for those guys, and it's going to be by position and by the player. You know, it depends on who the player is, how much time he needs to get ready for the season. But a quarter max for the starters.
Do you expect
across the board?
Do you expect to bring someone in for depth on defense just in case
with Chris? Maybe. If it's a long term injury, absolutely, probably just for legs for camp. But if it's not, we're not sure. So that's more of a conversation we'll have with John after, and obviously Greek and his staff about, you know, how bad and how long it would be for Chris.
Who do you look to step up on this team to replace those two guys at least for the next few weeks? And would you look at Marcus Walker moving him back in?
No, I mean we've got 90 guys in camp and everyone's got injuries. So you're in camp, you know. So whoever's competing behind those guys, they naturally step up and play. So it's different than the season. You know, I mean you're more concerned there because obviously those games are. They count. But right now, we got guys, you know, in those spots who are just going to push up and play.
Coach Dontrell Nelson was out watching it.
He's in concussion protocol, and he's probably going to get cleared by tomorrow. Okay. He's been in protocol for about 4 to 5 days after the it happened on our Saturday scrimmage, actually. So he went into protocol that Monday after, and he should be cleared any day now, most likely tomorrow.
From Paxton getting his start, his platform. What do you want to see from him this weekend in the game?
I want to see consistency. You know, decision making is always an important part for me from that position. Ball placement, just to go play well and have success. You know, relax, go play, throw it around, have success, and move the ball and score points for us.
What did you think about the last team drill with Paxton today? It looked like it was a score sort of drill.
Yeah, it was a 2-minute drill, and you know, it was tough on the offense. Minus 40 minute, I think 30 or 40 with one timeout. Got a score to win. You know, he was decent early. The interception, thank God Vaughn was offside, so we got another chance. But you know, I mean he wasn't bad at all. You know, the one ball I don't like, you know, I'm not sure what happened in coverage, but it came off his hand. It was a wobble and it was picked. But after that he settled in pretty good. He will not travel. He's going to stay behind and get treatment.
Do you have a sense that Paxton this week, because it is his week,
mm-hmm.
do you sense a tenseness from him, or is there an excitement from him?
You know, I would think an excitement. You know, I mean, he get a chance to, you know, see those guys in practice Wednesday and Thursday and play against them on Saturday. That's very different than a normal week. So for him, he should be excited, you know, to have a chance to play with the ones and, you know, go out there and play football. So I'm assuming he's excited.
Just basic
one-on-ones the first day, 7-on-7, red zone, 2-minute, move the ball period. So just basic practice, you know, split on two fields.
In those two practices, Vance, will you continue to rotate Trevor and Paxton like you have been on the
field? Absolutely, absolutely, from field to field on Wednesday, Thursday. Absolutely, it'll be the same rotation that we've done.
Your head coaching job here came down to between you and Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Will that be?
Who told you that?
Sources.
Guessing, are you assuming, or sources? Okay. Sources. Oof.
So anyway,
hate to be a source boy.
Feel like you won? Will it feel?
I feel like I won. I don't know. I mean, he's got a great job. You know, I was there for 7 years. I mean, they have great ownership. It's a great place to live and raise a family. So he's got a great job. So I think we both won. How about that? We both won.
How's your job?
How's my job here?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Ask me after September. What's the first game? 11. Ask me after that game in the presser. How's my job? Right now, it's pretty good.
Okay.
But it's preseason. Thank you, guys.